In spite of the growing lure of online shopping, thousands were waiting for stores to open today, lured by the bargains Black Friday has come to represent. But each year, online shopping is a stronger competitor to traditional retail. And as Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub points out, savvy retailers are finding ways to reach out to consumers in both directions.
Just in terms of what people are spending this year, we're seeing about a 3.5% increase from last year. So that figure is $967 on average. And that's over the course of the holiday shopping season, not just Black Friday. We've also seen this start earlier. A lot of deals were starting around November 1st this year, so people might have their holiday shopping done by Black Friday.
That's really that's remarkable in a lot of ways, right? That's a real that's quite a shift, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it used to be kind of all on this one day. Then we started seeing stores open on a Thanksgiving night. Then we started seeing stores start Cyber Monday, which eventually led to Cyber Week. And now things are starting November 1st. So it really has become a season more than just one day.
Do you think the stores are feeling, well, they must be feeling pressure from online shopping. How do they deal with that?
Well, this year is one of the first years where we see two pretty distinct ads from a lot of major retailers, the in-store deals and the online deals. And a lot of the products are completely different. The deals themselves, the discounts look similar, but the products are going to be different. So a lot of stores are really trying to lure customers back in the actual shops this year.
What's the advantage to them?
Well, it depends what you're looking to buy. You know, they'll have limited quantities of really great deals, more so on consumer electronics, on computers, phones, so those big ticket items that tend to be on a lot of shopping lists around this time. Or if you want more apparel and accessories, jewelry, etc., that will probably still be online for the most part.
Well, what's the advantage to the store of having you physically come in rather than have its online division sell the same product or something, sell you something?
Well, I mean, for retailers, it's numbers, right? They want these numbers of people coming back into the store. They're offering different discounts for consumers. And they like to do this because when you're in a store around Black Friday, this kind of sense of groupthink and this competitiveness washes over you. And if retailers are able to get you into the store, there's a very high likelihood that you're buying much more than you came in for.
That's the impulse buy.
Exactly.
The bright, shiny things by the cash register, the encouraging you to buy a present for somebody you might not have thought of, that kind of thing?
Exactly. So again, more groupthink, more seeing other people buy things, so you figure, hey, why not? Or the discount is just so good that you think you might need it when actually you might not. So all of those different things kind of come into effect more so in stores than online. And that's why retailers are really pushing the store shopping this year.
That also, I would think, would explain why a lot of times you see an item that's sort of the come-on to a Black Friday sale where you think the store could not possibly be making a profit on that, you know, $30 CD player or something like that. But is that all about getting you into the store? They're willing to take a loss maybe on one item to lure you in?
Well, these retailers are very rarely taking a loss. I think that we've grown so accustomed to the huge markups that pretty much all product categories see that we might think they're taking a loss, but really those things just don't cost a lot of money to make. So that's kind of one issue here. The other thing is that some stores are willing to take somewhat of a hit if it means getting old inventory out, making room for new 2018 models of a lot of different things, especially when it comes to tech, to electronics, that do have these new models year in and year out.
Maybe what I'm thinking of, Jill, is the psychology of the consumer, where you like to think that you're getting over on the store, right? You know, that you're getting such a bargain that you have to be, you know, that they can barely be getting by selling it at that price.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we see these hefty discounts, I mean, we're seeing some as high as 60, 70, 80% off this season. I think that obviously that does affect consumers and makes them want to buy more or want to buy things that they might not necessarily need.
But what you're saying is it's very unlikely that anything, that they're not going to make some profit on just about everything they sell to you.
Exactly.
How would you measure something like the, you know, online versus retail versus physically going to the store. Is there a way to measure that, quantify that?
Well, this is one of the first years where we see two different types of ads. So I think that is one thing to keep in mind, that now online sales are so big that they need their own ads, and in-stores need different ads. So I think that's one way to kind of look at this and quantify it. As far as the numbers, I mean, we've seen online shopping increase year after year for the past 5 years, and brick-and-mortar sales decrease. So we'll see if these different ads turn that around this year, kind of remain the same, or really have no effect.
How do you go about gathering data like that?
We look at around 10,000 different deals from 35 of the biggest retailers here. We start measuring things in September, look at what prices are doing, if these things are actually marked down on Black Friday, if they're the same price, if they're more expensive. And then to look at the hard data as far as shopping and sales, we'll turn to the National Retail Federation.
And then you get information like an overall average discount. I'm interested in how high a discount rate that is.
This year, the average discount across retailers is 37%. Last year, it was more like 39%. In 2015, that number was 40%. So we do see the average discounts falling a little bit. We do also have to keep in mind that these stores are discounting items more often year-round to compete with places like Amazon.
In the category, you also list apparel and accessories as the highest, the greatest share of discounted items. Why do you think that is?
Well, apparel and accessories are probably some of the most seasonal items on sale, right? You're not going to be buying coats in the summer. So a lot of winter apparel tends to be on sale. Doesn't mean the discounts are huge, but that tends to be what is discounted most often.
You see a lot of things in the accessory realm, like shaving kits that you might not feel is a must-buy item the rest of the year, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some specific things that are on sale. I would think that would fall more into cosmetics or personal care items that you really see jump up Cyber Week as well.
Well, it'll be interesting to compile all that data when all the dust has cleared.
Absolutely. Hopefully we see some real consumer trends that we can start to see at least Thanksgiving and Black Friday itself.
Jill Gonzalez is a consumer finance expert and a financial literacy advocate. She's the spokesperson for the financial website Wallet Hub.